This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry, good morning. What's happening over there,
man? Good morning. We are brought to you by Infinity Massapequa, family-owned and operated since their inception in 1989. Shop 24/7 at infinityofmassapequa.com. And what is happening is your boy Aaron Judge.
Now here's the 3-2. There he goes. Pitch is swung on, hit in the air to deep right. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone.
Sue?
A Judgian blast to the final row of the grandstand in right center. All rise. Here comes the judge.
So that's number 49. He ties Mark McGwire, John Sterling on the fan. And then you want him to pass McGwire? Why the hell not?
Pitch swung on. There it goes. Deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 50. It's a Judgian blast to deep left center.
And so that's 50. He sets a new rookie record. John Sterling on the fan. All, by the way, part of a Yankee win over the Royals, 11-3. Pretty impressive for this kid what he has done. He joins four of the Yankees in the 50 home run club. How about these names? Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and Alex Rodriguez.
Well, is there an asterisk next to Alex Rodriguez or no?
No, why would there be?
I don't know.
Nor should there be.
No, absolutely not,
sure.
Man.
No,
everybody was doing steroids.
Exactly.
Then. Everybody knows that.
I know that Aaron Judge is not.
And remember, Babe Ruth was taking goat testicle hormones or something.
Of course.
Well, so Babe Ruth was,
near did
that
whole thing.
Yeah, but also Babe Ruth was not playing against the players that Aaron Judge is playing against.
Well, that's true too.
Because,
agreed. Exactly.
Right,
so
exactly.
Shouldn't there be an asterisk next to him? I agree.
Maybe.
Yes.
Baseball fans are smart enough to understand errors without.
I would just tell you, his home runs now are majestic.
Oh, look at you.
They're Judgian. They're fantastic.
Al, they're majestic, Al.
I would say also mammoth home runs.
Okay. Here is Joe Girardi. So is Judge the MVP.
You're going to have a hard time arguing that he doesn't, and you're probably going to have a hard time arguing that other guys don't. You know, I think it's what side of the fence you're on.
Well, but that's
for me.
He's your player. Let's go.
Yeah, he's the MVP.
Actually, the MVP should be Joe Girardi because he put him in a two-hole.
Yeah.
You remember he was struggling?
Good. Yes.
He put him in a two-hole there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here is Judge, the 50 home runs.
It's been an incredible ride this whole year. I can't thank my teammates enough in this organization for, putting me in this position. I'm blessed to be here to get a chance to play this game every day, so it's it was an incredible feeling.
I think he watched Bull Durham last night, and that's where he got all that those cliches from. I
he's
love it.
Almost too perfect, though. Guys like that scare me a little bit. The guy, who says, "What were you thinking about running around the bases of that 50th home run?" And he goes, "The Lord." That's the guy that I'm like.
So what? Good
I'm
for just, him.
But he's too perfect. The guy's too perfect. I don't know what. I mean, the people who you don't see a crack in them publicly sometimes.
Could you imagine
scare
if he got
bit.
The home plate, got down on all fours, on his knees and hands and knees and lifted his leg?
Wouldn't
could you
that
imagine
be great?
That? I'm sure Yankee fans would have loved that look.
Wild card game. He just goes completely opposite, heel turn. He's just ripping his shirt off around the bases.
Why not?
Two middle fingers up in the air, rounding the bases. That'd be tremendous.
Well, didn't Derek Dietrich do that? Rip the shirt off after a game winning hit? We could see that Maron Judge going around the bases.
I don't think so.
Look at
me. Yeah,
exactly.
That,
his mom would go crazy if he did that.
CC Sabathia did go six innings for the win. You got the Yankees and Rays tonight. Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell will have it on the fan. Yankees actually trail Boston now by 4 games. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-4 as that 6-game winning streak came to an end. Josh Donaldson homered, drove in 3 runs there. The Mets and Braves split 2. Woohoo! And we move on. Monday Night Football, before we get to some of the other stuff, because there is a lot going on here. We can start with the Cowboys, and you had the Cardinals last night in Arizona, and you had Dak Prescott. I would say one of the worst first quarters the Cowboys have certainly played in a long time, because they had the ball for 3 plays. That was it. But boy, they figured it out in the second.
It's first and goal for Dallas at the 10. In the gun, Prescott. The snap, the handoff.
fake, and it goes with Prescott running over the right tackle. He is knocked head over heels and flies into the end zone for a Dallas touchdown.
Kevin Harlan, Westwood One, Hall of Fame. It was a big one.
Oh, man, please tell him to stop doing this. Will you please? I mean, I think it's awesome. I think he's great. All right, he's what, 21, 22 years old?
Young kid, 22.
Right,
yeah.
He's got tree trunks for legs, so I guess he can get away with it every now and again. Please don't do that anymore.
I was kind of good with it. They needed that in that spot, so good for him. He recognized the situation and get in the end zone.
And you want to know something? His teammates will freaking love him for that.
No doubt.
They will love him for that.
How was it only 7-0 after that first quarter, Arizona?
Because Arizona had the ball for the first 5 minutes, scored a touchdown. Cowboys went 3 and out.
Right.
Then they went on a 9-minute drive between the first and second quarter, and Phil Dawson missed a 36-yard field goal. After they had scored a touchdown, they got wiped away by a penalty.
It's incredible.
So they had the ball for 13 minutes and 4 seconds to the Cowboys, 154, and it was 7-0.
I wonder if they're going to cut Phil Dawson. Didn't he miss an earlier
field
goal?
He missed a 37-yarder last week.
And he also missed, I think, one or two maybe in Detroit in week one, I think.
Could be.
Remember how great he was in Cleveland?
Is Aguayo still out there after the Bears cut him? Maybe I pick up Aguayo?
That guy.
I don't think anybody wants him.
He can kick it far, but it's long and wrong.
Oh. Exactly. So the other thing with this story, so Prescott also had touchdown passes, by the way, to Bryce Butler and Dez Bryant. 28-17, the final. That was Kevin Harlan. Westwood won on the Fan. And then you had before the game, the Cowboys kneeling together before the national anthem and then standing for it.
Yeah, that's how you navigate around this whole
thing.
Here
was Jerry Jones making a statement before the anthem.
The reason that I'm particularly proud of this team and the coaches that coach them is because we all agreed that our players wanted to make a statement about unity, and we wanted to make a statement about equality.
Jerry cracked me up, man, when he found the camera and then looked at it and smiled when he was down on the knee. He just made the perfect face for Jerry Jones. It was such a Jerry Jones moment.
Good morning.
Finding the camera in that spot. But
yeah.
Well, he's also a guy that has been, you know, staunch I'm going to say we're all staunch supporters, but he has verbalized that he expects his team to stand for the national anthem.
Yep. I'm very proud of the fact that the Dallas Cowboys and our players have always stood for the flag and stood to the flag and the recognition of the flag, always.
Well, you know, and that's one of the reasons why they did what they did beforehand, because he was able to find common ground. And this was all about unity, I'm assuming.
That's what he said.
You know, especially in light of what the president said on now it's going to be interesting.
We'll get to him in
just a
second.
Well, now it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the coming weeks. Well, you know, because up until this week, it kind of was dissipating a little bit.
I agree. Nobody talked about it anymore. A couple players here or there.
Lynch, who was an embarrassment. Marcus Peters, who was an embarrassment. But other than that, you had a player here, a player there, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, the president opened his mouth and uses that inflammatory rhetoric. And if I were a player in today's world, I would be upset, just like the entire league was upset.
Right.
Well, so are people in the NBA. And I bring you to LeBron James. It was media day all over the NBA yesterday.
Yep.
LeBron spoke for a lengthy time about basketball and then spoke for 17 minutes about that guy, as he put it, very angry that Trump crossed over into his world.
The thing that kind of frustrated me and pissed me off a little bit is the fact that he's now he used sport. He used the sports platform to try to divide us.
He says,
Let me just say,
yeah,
I love LeBron. Great player, great community activist in his own community. Akron gives a lot of money away and gives of his time, and the kids love him there. And he's great. He's a great role model for all those kids out there.
Yeah.
But wasn't it him before the NBA playoffs who basically stood up in front of the cameras, the national media, and said that there was a racial epithet spray painted on the gate of his $21 million mansion?
He did say that, yes.
Yeah. Did we ever find out who did that? Did we ever see a picture of that? Did anybody ever confirm that? That story completely has died.
Yeah, it has, and I don't know. I don't know if it happened or not, but there has not been
because
any
there was obviously the implication, as he said, it's even if you're rich, it's tough being black in this country. I'm paraphrasing some of them along that line. And nobody has ever confirmed that ever happened.
That's right. Doesn't mean it didn't, but you are right. No one has confirmed.
So, I kind of felt divided at that moment.
He says Trump is in charge of nothing.
The people run this country, not one individual, and damn sure not him.
He said, and one more, and then I'll move on because there's more here. Trump is lost.
He doesn't understand the power that he has for being the leader of this beautiful country. He doesn't understand how many kids no matter the race, look up to the President of the United States for guidance, for leadership, for words of encouragement. He doesn't understand that.
So
I agree with that.
There was a lot
totally
from him.
Then there was
Greg Popovich, as he went off as well.
You know, our country's an embarrassment in the world. This is an individual who actually thought that when people held arms during the games that they were doing it to honor the flag. That's delusional.
He says...
Here's a problem I have with Popovich, and he's a very smart guy, is that he won't answer a question about sports when guys are trying to cover that team.
Trying to do their
job.
Two
words, yeah. Disrespecting the reporters that are just trying to cover the damn San Antonio Spurs. But then when he has to say something, we have to sit there and listen to every single word that he says. So it's just Popovich's world down there. If I want to ask a question about Kawhi Leonard, well, oh, I must be the worst person in the world. But if he wants to go in and talk about whatever he wants, we have to record and not say a word for 2 or 3 minutes talking about everything's an embarrassment.
But you had to know that with the opening of training camps yesterday that this was going to come
well,
to.
Well, Popovich has done this, and he's done this before.
I know he has.
Him
and
Steve Kerr,
yeah, of course.
And then we got to see him treat everybody like crap, though, in an end of a quarter interview now. I mean, I'm just his act is so tired. It's the disrespect for the people that are just asking basketball questions.
But we have to respect reporters. Who has to respect them? Nobody.
Well, now, but the way he does it, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Be a nice transition into not saying anything about a situation. Brings me to Mr. Ben McAdoo. This guy's swell. So how about that celebration by Odell Beckham Jr.? Because you said you didn't see it yesterday, but clearly you've seen it now.
We should be talking about the way he played. He made some great plays in the ball game yesterday. Oh. Some tremendous plays, game-changing plays. I'd rather be talking about that than the celebration penalty.
Now, last week I had a problem with him and his play calling and him being a big part of the problem. Exhibit B, as reporters pressed him. I'm not going to say anything about Beckham. Listen to this. 33 seconds, but I got to play the whole thing.
When he said after the game, it's not...
And by the way, this is embarrassing.
He said after the game, it's not really something he you know, kind of regretted. He'd do it again. Does that bother you?
I gave you my response.
Well, I'm saying, does it bother you that if he would do that again?
No, I'm saying
I don't need to talk to him about it.
Ben, you didn't respond for what he did, though. Can you address one of your players doing that kind of an act in the end zone and how the organization feels about that? Is it embarrassing?
I just gave you my response.
But you didn't give a response.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
That sounds like a chalk talk to me.
That is.
Sounds like they're using walkie-talkies.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, one small step for one wrong run for mankind.
What are you going to do?
He urinated like a dog.
Terrible.
Yeah, no, it is embarrassing. How do you run from that? That's a great opportunity to show that you have control of the organization and completely let it slip through his
fingers. The
only
thing I can think of is that they spoke to him privately and they don't want to make it public what they said to him. That's the only thing I can think
of. But why can't you say we spoke to him?
You just called out your two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
Yeah,
that's okay. This is not.
Because a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback is 36 years old and can handle it. This is the new generation,
Jerry.
You know, if you yell at them, Jerry, they're going to go in the corner and they're going to pout.
But Boomer.
And they're going to be bad guys. You know, you're not going to get the most out of them. You know.
Can McAdoo say, we had that conversation behind closed doors, it's going to stay there, but just trust me that we addressed it? Can he say that?
That would be smart.
That's why you heard my
communicator.
Response.
Yeah. See, you're a communicator
over
there.
Yeah, great communicator.
Gave you my response.
Right.
Yeah. Gave you my response.
Yeah, okay.
Gave you my response. Anyway, so there you go. There's a lot. I'll have a lot more coming up next hour because we're all over the place with stuff. We got Carmelo Anthony sound, all sorts of good stuff. So there you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.